Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Publish Magazine, Broadcast, and Global Communities, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And today I am thrilled because I have with me Tracy Repchuk. Tracy is a number one Amazon International bestselling author, an in-demand TV business personality, and top woman speaker in the world for online structure and social media marketing. She has been an entrepreneur for 26 years, a certified management accountant with a degree in IT, and has a software development history that has been there since the internet first began. Tracy understands how to create websites with marketing in mind and leverage online media as a consultant for business reinvention. Tracy, thank you so much for joining us. It's just thrilling to have you here, and I'm so excited about all the wisdom you're going to share with the amazing background that you have.
Well, it's my pleasure, Vicki, and I'm really excited.
Well, tell me first, what brought you to realize your current passion and purpose? Because you certainly have a strong financial and technical background, and now you've reinvented yourself in this way. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, really what inspired it and kind of what told me to take a look at what I'm passionate about was when my kids were born. It literally changed everything. You know, I've been an entrepreneur since I was 19 years old in 1985 when I graduated from college and started a software company. And that was all great. I didn't mind the long hours. I didn't mind the service level. You know, I was dealing with governments and banks and lottery corporations and Fortune 100 companies. And then when the kids were born, though, my entire perspective changed, and I realized I had to start operating from a perspective of family first. So I moved my entire business home and started to, like, take a look at a model that was going to allow me that kind of freedom, and that, of course, came to be internet marketing.
Oh, that's fantastic. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing in that world now and how you hope to inspire others.
You know, I think generally how most people inspire others is simply by living a life of freedom, showing them that you can do what you want, you know, when you want, where you want. I literally travel the world with my family. You know, we've been to 35 countries. They've seen and lived life from the very beginning they were traveling. And I'm impacting the lives of millions, you know, whether it's through my best-selling book or my speaking appearances or TV appearances. It's really all about spreading the message that you have that, and in my case, my message is the fact that you can have it all.
And that's a wonderful message. So how do you share that with people?
Generally, I use what I call a four-prong approach when it comes to sharing. One is my books, one is TV, the other is speaking, and then one of the biggest ways, of course, is through my coaching programs, my mentoring, my masterminds, my consulting. You know, I just generally have all of the elements in place so that people can learn and connect with me at any, you know, financial level, wherever they are. And then they can, you know, we can start to build a relationship to the point where I do it all for you. You know, that's kind of the last stage when somebody says, yeah, I'm ready, and I literally complete the full online branded experience in under 60 days.
Oh, that's fantastic. A full branding experience in under 60 days. Describe to those that may not be familiar with the terminology, what does a branding mean to you? What is a brand?
So it, for me, generally what I've been doing is branding a person. So it's when someone's ready to take their next level, become a mission, become a purpose, and become bigger than all of that, to the point where they have to become brand you. That means they're at the forefront of the company, and they're the ones out there, you know, spreading the message. And so branding really means it's two elements. The first is a true identification of your target market so that we know kind of the colors and the emotions that you need to invoke within the colors of your website and within the colors of your logo. And then we take a look at the languaging and the keyword element that will needs to be integrated to every aspect of your unique selling proposition, you know, that element that makes you pop in the marketplace. So that's kind of the first piece. And then it's making sure that the logo that gets developed kind of emotes everything that you're looking for, you know, kind of in one instant moment, so that you can capture your target audience and move them forward to understanding completely what it is that you do for them and the transformation that you provide.
Oh, that's fantastic and so important, especially in today's world, because it tends to be so crowded with images and just, you know, input from so many sources. Tell me a little bit about how you spark your creativity and maybe give us some tips that may help us in sparking our creativity.
Well, one of the ways I probably spark my creativity is really through spiritual enlightenment. I spend a lot of time on activities like that and attending events and meeting like-minded people who are also making a difference, whether I'm speaking at them or simply learning. It's really kind of what others are doing and saying and accomplishing that helps to keep me motivated and really helps to spark my own personal creativity and constantly take my own game to the next level based on, you know, the fact that I have a lot of people that need help and have a message that they want to reach millions with. And so I'm one of the conduits that will allow them to do that. So I have to constantly be engaged and creative on ways to help them do that and, you know, ways for myself even to get noticed.
Yeah, and on that subject, I was wondering, what's the biggest idea that's come from your inspiration and sparking that creativity?
You know, I think life is kind of a series of biggest ideas that constantly quantum leap you, move you forward. But I think the earliest one that I remember, which really set me on a path of difference, was probably almost 20 years ago after the book E-Myth, you know, before outsourcing virtual staff had become trendy. Back in 1990, I moved the office home to start the progress and process to being home, me and my husband, to raise our kids, you know, and so that allowed us to create an environment where we were responsible for their ethics and their morals and their values and establishing responsibility and things of that nature. And from that, it just seemed to lead to the next and the next, because the next one after that was, you know, I discovered the internet power so that I could revolve my life around family and consider, you know, that a website wasn't just kind of a proof of existence, but the whole encompassing marketing aspect and the global reach that is now available, you know, and then that resulted in me moving from Toronto, Canada to California, and then that resulted in me speaking around the world and traveling with my family to over 35 countries and then becoming one of the most powerful women speakers on that topic to becoming an international best-selling author, you know, with a top New York literary agent and Wiley Publishing as my publisher. And so it really is about the idea that anything is possible and all my dreams are getting achieved simply by constantly coming up with the next biggest idea.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And what a powerful story you have to inspire others because you're living it. And it's just so fantastic because you actually reached out and did something totally different to be able to command where your life was going, as opposed to letting life determine what that looked like for you just out of a sense of habit, which so many of us do during different portions of our lifetime. And I want to thank you also for your tremendous contribution to our upcoming book, Ready, Aim, Inspire. And that's really what that book is all about. So we're so thrilled to have you as a co-author, contributing author in that book. Tell me a little bit, because your background is so unique from the standpoint that you're in such a creative field, and yet you have a really strong technical background. And so you would be the expert person to tell us about how you balance the inspiration and the artful aspect of life with the planning and the project planning and the goals and all of that stuff. To me, they're kind of two different worlds, but you really need them both to be successful. So how do you balance that out for yourself and help others to do that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think this is one of the critical elements right here, in that, for example, I get a lot of holistic practitioners as clients, and you know, they are the messengers of the world in many cases, because they're helping to, you know, change it to a drug-free world and using holistic approaches and going back to cause as opposed to treating symptoms. And what happens particularly with them is they get caught in the creative, because they're just such a conduit. And one of the biggest things I do with myself is to implement the discipline needed and the focus required to really understand that it is, you know, the kind of 10% creativity that you pull in, and then you have to apply it very diligently. You have to, one of the biggest things I do with clients is, for example, this is great, we've got our idea, we know the world, the change we want to, and the impact we want to make on the world. Now we have to put those action steps in place. This is all about going back to old school goal planning and goals with steps that, you know, hey, first we're going to take a look at the list, and this is what we're going to do to build a list, and this is what we're going to do to attract speaking engagements and get connected in publishing world, like with yourselves, and then how are we going to fine-tune our message, and then where and how are we going to make money? Because I think one of the biggest things that happens, especially when people move online so that they can make that global reach, is they get stuck in all the busy work that the email brings and that social media brings. And I make sure that we establish a calendar every month that has what I call a cash influence day. And that means, are you speaking that day? Are you on a teleseminar that day? Are you making phone calls to possible clients that day? Are you putting out emails that could, you know, pull people into a conversation with you, whatever it is? And I think that's one of the biggest things that I definitely bring to the table. And simply it comes from, as you mentioned, my logical and linear ways, which have been constant throughout my life. I graduated as a computer programmer. I got another degree in accounting, which is, you know, logic kind of up the yin-yang. And then on the other side of my life, I am, you know, a creative spiritual being that loves to take life and people to their next level. And so I do that by implementing definitely elements that keep their mission, their vision focused, and the goals to assist and achieve that.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So how do you hope to inspire future generations? And if you were to look at what you do as having a global impact, almost like a leaving a legacy, what does that look like for you, Tracy?
Yeah, what's really cool, I think I realized that I was inspiring kind of future generations already when, at the age of 12, my daughter came to me. I was doing an event in Los Angeles called the Dreams to Reality Success Summit, and she came after the show, and she said to me, you know, I know what I want to do in life. And I said, great, what do you want to do? And she says, I want to be an entrepreneur like you. And I said, well, that's awesome. So she says to me, yeah, I saw one of the speakers, and I want to do what they do. And I said, okay, that sounds super. So we actually hired that mentor for her at the age of 12, and she started her very first business then. And then she actually helped change the impetus of how our family operated from that moment, because when it came time to go back to school, she was like, oh, no, I have my business. I'm not going back to school. I'm done. I'm set. And unfortunately, that wasn't an option that was, you know, legal. So it was interesting. We had to seek, as we do as entrepreneurs, a solution to the problem that was now in front of me. And the solution was, for our family, it became this thing called internet school. It was the exact same education online that they would have gotten in the school system. That changed everything, because our daughter, you know, she said, great, I'm going to internet school. We pulled her home, and she started, half the day she would do school and half the day she would do her business. And then my son said the same thing. Well, you know, if she's not going, I'm not going. But what was really cool about that is he wanted to be an actor already. He knew that. So half the day he did school, half the day he did acting. And then my other daughter followed in the same suit, and so she's now a model. So I knew right there, just from being a role model and showing kind of, again, it's kids in general, and they're showing their friends now. That's kind of this ripple effect that, hey, you know, if you don't want to be college-bound or university-bound and you know what you want, it's okay to chase the dreams that you have as soon as you have them. There's no waiting period required. If you want to go to school later, you can, or, you know, whatever it is. So that was one of the really great things. It was raising responsible beings that were already becoming their own income producers. I haven't given my kids a dime since they were 12 years old. They graduated high school at the age of 16, and they're already operating under their own funds and steam. I mean, it was just amazing in that small moment, you know, what was done. But then, of course, as I go out and I share this particular story with other families, they're now saying, well, I can work from home, and my kids can be a part of the family dynamic, and my kids, you know, can take to the next level, and so can I, you know, because a lot of us were herded through a system where we felt we had to go and, you know, whatever, get a job and or go to school or take whatever the next acceptable societal step was, when in reality, we're all about being the change agents of the planet. And that means making our own rules and making them when we want. And I think that's one of the biggest things I show people, kind of that, you know, you have a choice and you can choose to make it.
Wow. That is powerful, that ability to have that freedom, again, to truly be the driver of your life and the results and the way you live it. It's fantastic. I want to congratulate you on making that contribution to the world, because it's such a huge one. Do you have a favorite exercise or tip or something that you could leave us with that would help us all move into more immediate action about being able to create that kind of life for ourselves?
I don't know if it's an exercise or a tip, but if you visualize, this is what I do with my clients. And so I teach them that life is like a trapeze. So when you swing forward, it actually means you need to let go of the rung and have faith that next rung is coming to you. You're not going to drop. You might free fall for a few minutes, but that next rung will arrive. And what I found is, in many cases, when somebody holds on to the back rung and doesn't let go, they swing back and forth, or even worse, if they grab the forward rung and don't let go of the back, you're stuck between two places and you've paralyzed yourself. So I think it's okay to live life on the edge of fear, outside of your comfort zone, because that's where the juice is. That's where the drive is. That's where the rewards are. Everything is usually just an inch away from where you are at that moment. And when you let go, release, have faith, then you're going to continue to propel yourself forward. And that which you need will come, because you can't see what you need at the current position that you are. That's why it's so important to constantly be moving forward, because your perspective changes with every step.
Oh, What a very, very important tip and concept to leave us with. And Tracy, time has just flown with you. I know that our listeners are going to want to learn more about you and from you. Is there a website where they can go to do that?
Well, I'd love if everyone went to fastactionresults.com. It, you know, it, you get my guide, you know, kind of the, you know, instant online impact, and it's very extensive on how you successfully move yourself online. And if you want to take, you know, yeah, so fastactionresults.com or just TracyRepchuk.com.
Fantastic. All right, Tracy. Well, thank you so much for being with us and sharing so generously of not only your time, but the tremendous wisdom and the inspiration that you are for us to all have the life of our dreams and a life of total freedom, which you've certainly created for yourself and your family. So thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, Vicki, and thank you for this opportunity and this step that you're providing for the world as well.
And, you know, for anyone that would like to learn more about what we do at Expert Insights, you can go to getei.com. That's getei.com. And there you will find information about our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our worldwide broadcasts and global communities. And once again, that's getei.com. Thanks so much, and everyone have a wonderful week.